you know, I moved from the south of England in 1962-63 to work on medical ultrasound in Kelvin and Hughes, or S. Smith and Sons, I think it was called at that time. Ian Donald was collaborating with Smith's in developing ultrasound machines, and they employed me as an engineer in Kelvin Hughes, and then Smith's interchangeable names. And then the company decided there wasn't any money in that particular area, and they closed the whole Glasgow factory. So it was a bit upsetting. I'd only been in Scotland 5 years, which from a personal point of view, it was a bit of a, didn't quite know what to do. And then Ian Donald was distraught because all his work seemed to stop. And the principal, fortunately, just said to him, well, what do you want to do? Do you want to employ somebody? And so he did. And well, you can't just have one, you better have two people. So I got an offer of a job, and I said to a colleague who'd actually left Smith's and gone to IBM, do you want to come back into ultrasound? And so Angus Hall also came, and the two of us set up a department, on a small unit on medical ultrasound, and we did technological developments. So we improved the machines, which were pretty crude in those days, and worked with the doctors on various research projects. And I was employed by the university for 30 years, and although I've retired, I'm still working for them, just part-time. It's become the history project for the last 25 years. That's gradually become dominant in my contribution to the ultrasound.